republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thanks for coming, everyone. I'll just start with a review of the minutes from the last board meeting. Does anyone want to make a motion to accept?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
You are in it? Roll call?
Oh, second.
Josh Arum?
Aye.
Josh Cutler?
Aye.
Nick Morgan?
Aye.
Dustin Bliss?
Aye. Old business, we have a reminder of the fall junk day. It'll be on Saturday, September 30th, 2023, from 7 to 3. Proof of residency will be required, and Mindy will be there enforcing. Bring your brass knuckles, Mindy. Mulch part, where did we leave that?
I got the quotes from a couple of different places about wood versus rubber. Rubber was more expensive, but not by a lot. Do you want me to look up those numbers again?
If you got them handy.
Yeah, just give me one second.
Did we need state contract number for that?
I don't know.
We do, unless we have three bids. Do you have three bids?
Did not have three, no.
All right, let's postpone the next one. Can you get three bids out of state?
I can sure get three.
Bid price? All right.
Do you want three rubber or three of each?
Well, I would look and see if there's a state contract price.
Oh, okay.
Because if there is, then we'll just buy that. If you can't get that, then you would have to have three bids.
The bottom of the contract will say OGS on it.
Oh, okay.
Jim, do you have any suppliers you think we can get it from? Do you know of anyone?
I don't do any of that. Know nothing about it.
Okay. All right. Unless there's any other old business we're forgetting about, we'll move on to new business. Need to schedule the first budget work session for the 2024 town budget for
this
Monday.
This is both of them, just so you know.
October, okay. The first one will be October 2nd at 7 o'clock, and Monday, October 23rd at 7 o'clock.
This is in reference to Jessica's email she sent a month ago.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call, Josh
Aye.
Arum, Josh
Aye.
Cutler,
Aye.
Nick Morgan,
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Jim, moving on to the tile in the bathroom. Jim, you got that tested?
Yes.
And it came back positive for asbestos?
Sure is. The tile is, the glue is not. Which is good because I already did that right there and I was grinding the glue off the floor. So I'm glad it's not. And the guy said, don't tell me that, okay? You didn't hear from me then. But, yeah, so
Jim,
I
can
look in
to
see, because we should have, we at least need to do the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know if it looks pretty shiny to me, and I doubt anyone's going to stick to it. But if you're going to get it removed, you might as well remove it all.
Right.
Because it'd be cheaper to get it all out of here than we'll have to come in six times if you end up changing it later.
Yeah. Well, sometime we're going to have to get it removed, so I'll get bids or.
This guy that I got to view.
Yeah. Nobody will be allowed in here, so we'll have to schedule it around. It might be best to do it next year because we shouldn't do it around budget time because we have all these meetings.
Right.
But then, Mindy, you've got tax collection.
Mm-hmm. So probably during the summer would probably be the best. When it, like, June
yeah,
or July.
Yeah, hire a contractor, like, next week.
Right. Well, June and July is usually when it's slower for me, so that would probably be the best time.
At the school, we're trying to lock in contractors for next year, and they're all like, yeah, we're going to the stadium.
Oh, jeez. Well, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think asbestos contractors work at the stadium.
They have all the school renovations during the summer. You got to book them.
This guy sounded like he's good to go. But
wait a minute, you talked to a contractor?
The Neeson guy that did his testing is also, he's also sort of like, gave you a bunch of paperwork. There's a bunch of wood to build.
Okay.
Maybe.
Jess has got it.
Maybe Justin gives you, yeah, but if you read that, he's got his picture of him with his license, and he's all set to go, and he can do it.
So we just need to
get
a couple of
bids. It wouldn't be horrible because it's only the tile, so it wouldn't be outrageous. It's just tile. The glue can stick. And if the tile's gone, I'm sure something will stick. I just don't know if anything's going to stick to that with a shiny surface. I mean, Jack waxes it every year.
Well, I don't think we want to leave it.
So. But he said it didn't think it would be bad. I don't know what not bad is. The testing was a little expensive. But it needed to be done before we did more.
All right. So the next board meeting, I'll get some other quotes for tile removal. If he's ready to do it, and the other people say it's gonna be 2 years, it's a little bit more money, we can just get him in it. All right. The Board of Elections would like us to read this letter. Poll workers needed. That's bolded. Little Valley, the Carroll County Board of Elections has scheduled poll inspector training classes in advance of the November general election. The board is looking to hire election workers for several areas of Carroll County. Registered voters over 18 years of age who reside in Carroll County are able to read and write English, can attend a training class and pass a test, are eligible to become poll workers. Duties include preparing poll sites for voters, greeting and assisting voters during voting process, closing the poll site, canvassing and reporting election results, and assisting other poll workers as needed. On election day, inspectors report to the polling site at 5 a.m. to prepare for the polls opening at 6 a.m. and typically work for about an hour after the polls close at 9 p.m. Our inspectors range from students to octogenarians, 80-year-olds, and play a key role in assuring election security and fairness. Please consider joining our efforts to make every vote count, said Election Commissioner Kevin Burleson. Courtney Stittler is quoted as saying, Board of Election across New York State are committed to upholding the electoral process. We rely heavily on civic-minded Cattaraugus County residents to ensure fairness in our processes. The salary for election day is $241 and $142 for the day of early voting and $25 for attending the training class. Additional pay may be offered for extra duties as assigned. The following training classes will be offered on August 22nd at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at JCC Cutco Theater Building, 35 North Berry Street, Olean. August 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the same location. September 7th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Carroll County Board of Elections. Inspectors who are paid for their service or certified for 1 year following the annual training course may be assigned to work at one of 55 polling sites throughout the county and or one of the two early voting locations for the November general election or spring primary election. In addition, inspectors may have the opportunity to work village, school, or special elections. Inspectors work in bipartisan teams and are prohibited by law from advocating for any candidate, party, or political issue while on duty at the polls. Qualified persons who like to schedule a training class may call the Board of Elections at 716-938-2400 or 716-938-2402 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. So, there's for your information. All right, next issue here in the business, Cheesman Hill Road, speed limit down to 45. I am not in favor of it.
I could care less myself. One guy said, don't touch it, leave it like it is. Another person complained and said, the log trucks are ridiculous. So it's, as of right now, it's 50-50 in my book because I only talked to two people about it. They talked about it. And said, one guy said, don't change it. He was in favor of not doing it either. Right. So it doesn't matter to me. I just wanted to mention it.
I don't want it.
Wait, why are you considering this? Because one person?
One person did complain about the log trucks, and they do fly out.
Oh, the log
and
trucks?
And now the road is brand new, paved, it's not rough anymore, so I'm sure they're going to pick up the pace.
Yeah.
And the one person, and the person that did complain about it has three kids, three young kids.
Oh, okay.
And when you lower a speed limit, it's because you expect people to follow the speed limit.
Oh,
lowering it to 45 doesn't mean they're going to go 45.
Well, I had a cop there. If we did do it, I'd make sure there's a cop monitoring for at least a couple of weeks. Once you get one ticket,
then send him over to the 390.
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
Yeah, there's road close signs, and I can tell you, people don't follow those. They're in the middle of the road.
I think one's broken. I think somebody hit one.
One is
one on Elm.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's been hit. But it is what it is. It's still standing up.
It is. Yeah.
But. Is there any other further new business?
So you just talked about that,
We're not going to.
The town has made a motion that nobody does it.
Yeah.
Put the session.
Let's do it after we do everything else. Public comment, do we have any signed up, Indy?
Denise Willard.
Hi, Denise.
Oh, I only have one more left. Okay, I would like to ask the board members if it is okay to bow down to Albany as long as Albany is offering money. That is exactly what you did when you agreed to the pilot resolution. I noticed that you only care to resist Albany's power grab until money is involved. You don't want Albany interfering with town justices. You don't want Albany interfering with gas stoves. You don't want Albany interfering with constitutional rights, but go ahead and stomp on our home rule as long as you give us a pathetic amount of money in return. I'd like to let you know that you do have the right to rescind the pilot resolution and contact the IDA and legislator to tell them that you would like to get more information about it first. I'd like to remind you that Dustin has a direct financial conflict of interest along with his father, uncle, and landlord. He should not be influencing you, and you have every right to request that he recuse himself, as it should be. If Dustin were as moral as he presents himself to be, he would have recused himself without you even having to ask, like he did with the housing grant that he didn't even qualify for. I've also noticed that Dustin is fine with Albany stomping on the tone of freedom and darn near demanding eminent domain as long as he and his family members are getting money. I find it odd that he would fight against eminent domain in Allegheny County, but he invites it here to the town of freedom when he is personally getting money.
Anyone else, Mindy?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Jim.
Your article in paper was 100% correct because you just wrote what was said at the meeting. I just want to make sure that these people here, that Corey was the one who was wrong. The men's safety is 100% what I go by. I try to keep everybody as safe as can be. I don't even understand what a banded chipper is, and that's what he said. Now, supposedly a bad thing, but the place we got the chipper from was from the town of Machias, who loans it to everybody in Cattaraugus County. So evidently, it's not that unsafe. For the last, out of the last 25 years, 20 of them, I was the guy in the bucket, and I didn't get a strap. I was just in there cutting trees. Now I got a breakaway strap in the bucket, and all of a sudden I'm getting issues about it. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody here knew that the men's safety is my priority.
You can always write a letter to the editor, too.
No, I don't care if it gets put back in there. I really don't. I just wanted to make sure that the people here know that that is my number one thing, is to keep the men from getting hurt. And there wasn't any cones up there when we were chipping, but there was a 3x3 sign, 150 feet from both ends of us, that said men working, and there was a sign in the lane. I always put in the lane, which isn't the right thing to do, but it keeps us from getting killed.
Did you have an attenuator up there?
No, I have a be prepared to stop sign, and that one is always sitting in the road, so the car has to drive around it to get to us. And we work between the equipment. So they got to run over a truck or a loader in order to hit one of us. So I do am major worried about safety. That's the biggest thing. But it sounded like I wasn't. It's not you. With the paper articles, 100% correct.
I think every person in New York State should have to work out in construction for a month, and it will open your eyes. I've seen tractor trailers fly through a red light.
All right,
that concludes
my comment. I'd like to accept our course of communication.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Mick Morgan.
Aye.
Justin Bliss.
Aye. Move for the acceptance of general voucher 169 to 191 for the amount of $6,825.07 for an annual amount of $110,940.31.
Second. Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Mick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move for the acceptance of highway voucher 743 for the amount of $5,587.12. Annual amount of $336.255.30.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Mick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Hi, I move for the acceptance of lighting voucher 8 for the amount of $260.61 for an annual amount of $2,234.38. So moved.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Lewis.
Aye. I move to adjourn our regular meeting and open a public, private executive session for a discussion of Article 7.
Legal.
Okay.
So moved.
At what time?
7:15.
Second.
All right. Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler?
Aye.
Nick Morgan?
Aye.
Dustin Bliss?
Aye.
I think our scheduled date to chip it is the 6th, so probably won't be open until a little after that, because we'll sweep it and make sure it's good to go before we cut it loose.
Okay.
As soon as it rains, we'll sweep it. We're going
to
do the...
Just trying to make it.
We're going
to
do the shoulders probably next week, and then week after that, we're
going to
chip it, and then we'll sweep it.
But, we are on track.
So probably be...
To start tree clearing,
I guess,
in November.
I just about deleted your email.
You deleted my email?
Your email was in my trash today.
Oh, no. How did it end up?
I didn't look at it, yes.
It's just some fall training. I didn't know if I wanted to do it. I sent it to all the planning boards for planning board.
Yeah, well, we got to do that.
Sexual harassment?
Well, the harassment is not sexual.
It's all harassment. Actually, you can start at any time. I'm going to get an email out to everybody about that. And we're going to start from that here. I already set the time, the date for that guy. So
I'll be gone part of August. I'll be gone part of September and part of
October.
I think I'm going to be here in November.
So, yeah, I mean... I was hoping to get it done by the end of October. I mean, if you don't get it, if you can give me a date that you'll be around, and we'll just have you come down and do it again, if you don't mind. It's a little easier now. They have a webinar instead of, I think they had too many complaints about the other one. Shocker there, right?
That one last year was terrible.
That one was bad, so I think they had too many complaints. So now it's a webinar that's like a half an hour long, between half an hour long, and it's 5 questions, and it's done. And you get your certificate. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll make it easy for you. So if you want to come down, I mean, even if you don't want to bring your computer down, you can use this and set you up a little more Google Docs. It'll probably be easier on this, honestly, instead of bringing them, because your computer's kind of big. You know? I mean, you can bring it if it's easier for you to see and stuff.
Well, you got the white car now, right? Your car is white. The white
one. Mm-hmm.
There was one just like that today.
Oh, really?
Could have a guy pull over.
It wasn't me.
No, but he's got lights in the windows, but... no markings on it. At
oh, there's a cop like that.
Oh, yeah.
See,
I done it.
Kidding.
It's in Hamburg. It was up
just about
out to the. Where you get on the 219,
oh, really?
Lost in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the guy pulled over. It's like, I met this guy.
Yeah, because I had the scoop in the front. And does it have the scoop in the front and everything?
Yeah, pretty much I had done it.
Did it really? Yeah, there's a couple of them around here, and people think it's me, and I'm like, no, it's not.
Because there was a gray one last year that was around a lot.
Oh, it must be theirs, too.
And that was a state trooper. I don't know what trooper this was, if it was a state or Hamburg police. I don't have no idea, but...
So it's an unmarked, then he's out and heavy, and they can... I thought they weren't allowed to do that if they're unmarked.
Yeah.
Oh, he was...
I thought there was some, like, because there was people doing it to people.
Oh, is that true?
I was talking to a lady today, and she said that, like, in the Chicken Nugget area, that they're so bad out there, the things people are stealing, and it's so bad. I'm like, great. But... Yeah, I was wondering about that because people were like hurting people, they were mugging and taking them away. The thing is, if someone stole my purse, I couldn't move my car because my car is like, it's such a weird setup in these vehicles. It's all computer.
I didn't realize you had rattlesnakes.
So crazy. But that's your life. Oh, I thought it was me.
No, I didn't even see the guy. There was a guy in the car. But. Yeah, we had to go pick our stuff up from the fair today. So.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go yesterday?
Good.
Did it?
Yeah. We went up Saturday in car. I got two firsts this year.
Really?
Two thirds. My wife got one first and two thirds. But I got an honorable mention.
Oh, good for you.
But, you know, nothing big. I mean, you know, I don't know who the guy that won the best of the show. I have no idea who the guy even is. I don't know if he's from around here or not. I don't know.
So now, do you have the log seasoned before you carve them?
What's that?
Do you have the log seasoned before you actually carve them?
You can have, I mean, as far as...
Do they have to be dried out for actually?
Oh, yeah, but it's not chainsaw carving up there.
Oh,
it's the carvings, you know.
Oh, like...
Hand carving.
Oh,
yeah.
Hand carving.
The chainsaw carving girl up there, she's not very good.
No, she... Because you do that.
Yeah,
you
I do both.
You
yeah.
do both.
Yeah, oh. But she's been there for 2 years, and she goes to the Ridgeway show, but she wasn't even there. She was signed up, but she wasn't even there this year when I was there.
Gotcha.
Maybe she didn't. I went on Thursday, so maybe she didn't go out until Friday or Saturday. I don't know. But.
Gotcha. Well, I was wondering if you did that up there, because I know somebody said they saw a chainsaw carver. I knew you were gone at the time,
yeah.
But I didn't know if you guys switched places or do something.
No, there's just one chainsaw carver up there. Yeah.
It's so crazy because next weekend there's an event in the convention center thing there, right there by the
casino.
Yeah, and it's so weird because the entire place is dead at that point. There's nothing going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so quiet.
You should see that place the day after the fair, like today.
Is it?
Every ride's already down. At noon when we're there. It's, you know, there's
down.
One train there still. I don't know if they're, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know what they sell there. But, like, here, the grandstands and down along this road, like, they have a building for, I don't know what they have.
Hot dog type things.
Well, I don't know. I think it's wraps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just knocking the buildings down. You know, it's all plywood and
stuff.
Loading everything up, you know.
It's crazy. Like, my kids work for American Rentals out of Frankfurt, and they have to, like, my daughter was, she came home at 1 this morning, and everything was, they were done. They were pulling out last night. Everything was done.
Where's that at? Heights?
No, at Erie.
Erie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So they were up there?
Yeah, they were up there. But
I didn't walk around much because my wife's got some issues right now. We couldn't walk around much.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. It's
but,
not good.
I don't know. We walked down to the chainsaw thing and back up. We ate a little bit of food, which wasn't good. But, I mean, it was good, but she said her gallbladder off, so you really gotta watch what you eat.
Oh, you really
you know?
Gotta watch what you eat.
I mean, I said it a couple of years ago, but you can't eat. And maybe something that's kind of greasy.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get it. Yeah, yeah. You gotta, you can get really sick.
Yeah, and she was paying the price all night. So,
that sucks.
We might need that.
Yeah.
But everything was so expensive.
Pike was expensive and not as bad as what I was hearing for Erie. I didn't get to Erie. We spent 8 days at Pike. That's enough for me.
Yeah. We go to Allegheny on Wednesday and carb all day in Homemakers, not domestic building it is, you know, we go in there. We get in, you know, their food is reasonable down there. Really, I thought it was up a little bit last year, I thought, but it wasn't bad this year.
Wasn't too bad?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Pike wasn't awful. It was, I mean, I got a chicken finger wrap. I think it was like that. It was huge. It was thick.
I really do.
And it was, you know, had a lot of stuff on it. They marked it down to $9. I didn't think that was that bad.
Well, half price.
Erie County was
well, it should be. I wouldn't be that big. It was 14 for a wrap.
Really? And then the good pizza place at Mike, there's this one that's like phenomenal pizza. The pizzas are huge. $5. I mean, I didn't think that was.
The old Bingham said he got a piece of pizza and something else. He said the pizza was 7 something. Maybe
at Erie?
7. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And he said some of it was up to $13 a slice.
See, that's just crazy.
It's like, get the whole pizza.
Right?
You know, and we just leave and go to eat some place else.
Right, because you have all the places down the street.
We don't go to Charlap's. We always stop and get an ice cream at Charlap's outside.
Yeah. That's a good place to go. Yeah, we've done that a couple times.
Yeah.
We try to take food at Pike, you know, when we have snacks. But of course, when you're on the run and you're showing, the last thing you want to do is you just want to go grab something.
Yeah.
Chow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just you're tired. And
we used to try to take stuff down to Allegheny. We just. It's all the schools. It's Bonneville, Richmond, or Richburg, or whatever. But, you know, support the schools down there.
Right. Yeah. Well, just over there, you have the Pike Church. You have, I think, the Masonic Lodge is one of them. Like, you have a bunch of things over there. So.
Yeah.
Right. The fire department. You want to, you know, help with the fire department.
Yeah.
All those places.
They just charge for parking now, right? That's all.
It's $10 to park, but. I get a pass for the week.
For the week, yeah. I see that in the paper because I'm just reading all my mail.
Just coming
old
back.
Old mail. Because we got back Friday night. I mean, it's around 6. So by the time we get the mail and it's just high in the mailbox.
So how did she do on vacation? You on camping,
your wife?
Or was she okay?
Didn't do any walking or nothing like that.
She kind of stayed still and
did yeah, so. But she's got balance issues right now. So it's caused from. See, she had brain. She's got a brain tumor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, she's had it since 2013.
Oh dear.
And they can't operate on her. They just about killed her in 13. So
that's awful.
She just about died on that operating table. It was really close. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awful.
They went through the nose. Because it's supposed to be like back. It's on the top of the spine. It's not really part of the brain. They call it a brain tumor, but it's part of the spine, like, but it affects movements, like, affects your eyes. Your eyes start doing weird things. And that's what's over off balance.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
awful.
Right. Yeah. All right, I'd like to 7:28 adjourn our executive session to reopen the general meeting, regular meeting.
Roll call, Josh Sharam.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I'd like to move to adjourn the meeting at 7:29.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. All right, thanks for coming, everyone. Yeah.